y'all. I'm Heather, founder of Plot Twist Adventures, and I want to welcome you to our very first official episode of the Plot Twist Adventures podcast. It seems only fitting that the first episode would be the story of how Plot Twist Adventures came to be. It's been a wild ride. Lots of peaks and lots of valleys. And let's be real, life is usually not gentle with us. It's not if a plot twist happens in your life, it's when. And those don't always have to be bad or challenging. Even good change can be hard. So you can choose to allow a plot twist to paralyze you, or it can be a parachute that you use to jump into whatever's next in your life. So in my 47 years on this planet, clearly there's been a lot of plot twists here and there. However, we're going to start this story with chapter 33 in my story. I was a mom. I still had young children at home. I was working my dream job as a magazine photographer for a publishing company in Florida. It was a busy time. You know, my kids were all in sports. I was the team mom for everything, on the booster club, involved in so many professional networking groups, volunteered at my church, you know, like I was doing all the things that wives and moms do to provide a good life for their family. And looking back now as an empty nester, I'm like, holy cow, like how did I have the energy for all of that? How did I keep it straight? I don't even know now. But I got an ear infection, and that wasn't so uncommon for me. I've gotten those my entire life, and I didn't think much of it. Went to the doctor, got antibiotics, pretty standard stuff. That weekend, I took my daughter to this amazing event, and then I met up with the rest of my family at this historic little Rambler boutique motel on the beach that we love to go to every year. I just couldn't shake this ear infection. Light and sound at the beach, it was all kind of overwhelming to me. I couldn't quite figure it out, but I just kind of chalked it up as stress or not feeling good. I didn't think much about it. Went to my office on Monday morning. It was going to be a really busy week of shooting. I had lots of exciting projects coming up, and my editor pulled me into his office and he's like, "Hey, you don't look so good. I think maybe you should go home and go back to the doctor." Well, I didn't like that. I had lots of stuff planned and I was super excited about it. But he's like, no, let's just, do you feel like you can get home? I think you should maybe go back to the doctor. What I didn't realize then that I know now is even in his office, my speech was starting to slur and my face was starting to droop and my cognition of the things that were going on around me, I was kind of slow to respond. So I was like, okay, you know, I'll head home and head back to the doctor. So on my way to the doctor, I give the office a call. I have a good friend that worked there. And she's like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I was like, "No, my work just sent me home. They think I look and sound a little strange. So I just think I maybe need some more antibiotics, maybe some steroids or something. I'm not quite sure what's going on." Well, again, what I didn't realize was to my good friend, I also sounded very strange on the phone. And she's like, "Are you sure you can get here?" And I'm like, yeah, I've got it. Well, the further I drove, it was about 40 minutes, the more concerned I started to get. I contemplated pulling over, but I was like, no, I can get there. I got it. But by the time I pulled in to the parking lot at the doctor's office, it was clear that something was very, very, very wrong. So I called the number again, the doctor's office came out, all of the staff came out to help me. And when I went to get out of the car, I couldn't. My left side was very weak. My speech was very slurred. My face was very droopy. And it was very clear that there was something very wrong with this 33-year-old woman. So they get me in. I was really fortunate. I had the most amazing caregivers, like American Family Medical in Ocala, Florida. If you ever need a family doctor, they're who you want because they're amazing. Not only are they good at what they do, but they genuinely care about their patients. And I was fortunate enough to be one of them. I was also really fortunate that right next door to my primary care doctor's office was an incredible neurologist. And they all recognized really quickly that they weren't sure what was going on, but it was obvious that it was something pretty significant. So they walked me next door to the neurologist's office, and then I start posturing and I pretty much lose most of my cognitive ability. And they call an ambulance and they transport me directly to the emergency room, which thankfully was really close. I really don't remember much from that emergency room visit other than I know that they called my husband at the time, and I remember him getting there, but I remember being aware enough, and my first act of life was in healthcare, so I knew enough about what was happening in my body, and I was pretty sure that I was having a brain aneurysm or I was having a stroke. Like, I knew it was something major, and I vaguely remember my husband saying, I want to get the kids. I want the kids to come. And I remember telling him no, like, and I just knew, like, my protective instincts as a mother, I knew something was so significantly wrong. And the last thing I wanted was my kids to see me like that, for them to be scared when we just didn't know. We just didn't know what was going on. And that's pretty much the last thing I remember until I woke up. I don't know when. I don't know how many days went by. I don't really understand what happened at that point. I just remember someone helping me get out of bed, putting me in a wheelchair, taking me down for MRIs and CAT scans and EEGs of my brain. And it was just really a whirlwind of medical tests and uncertainty. And the other thing I remember is the pain. The most excruciating pain of my life in my ear, the whole left side of my face, the left side of my body. I had had 3 children with no epidural. I have a pretty high pain tolerance, and I consider myself pretty mentally and physically tough, but I had never in my life experienced that kind of pain. And that kind of pain remained for years after, just like a fiery pinball loose in my flesh. And there were many times that over the next several years that if I could have clawed and ripped the flesh from my bone on my face and the left side of my body, I would have done it, because I would have felt like that was the only thing that could have relieved that pain. Very long story short, I was diagnosed with something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It is a derivative of the shingles, and in my case, it caused damage to my whole vestibular system, which controls the balance center of your body. It basically rips all the Mehlin sheathing, which is like the insulated coating on your nerves, off. So it was just like having live wires exposed under my skin. It also affected the way my heart would regulate its own beat, the way the muscles in my diaphragm worked. It altered my entire sense of balance. To this day, my body thinks my center of gravity is on my back left heel. I'm always recalibrating myself. The physical stuff was one thing. The neurological stuff was quite another. My whole body had to be retrained to accept stimuli. The very first therapy that I did for that, they printed off a big capital letter A on a piece of paper and put it on the wall. I had to look at that A. I had to turn my head sideways and look back. And even that was too much stimulus for my brain. I had speech therapy. For the longest time, I sounded like Darth Vader and Swamp People had a baby. I had to have vestibular therapy, which retrained my body how to balance itself. Physical therapy. It was years of therapy. It was probably one of the hardest things I have ever lived through in my life. And unfortunately, it wasn't a quick process. And I remember early on in the process, my doctor, Dr. Oliver, told me, you know, Heather, this, you may never be the same, but this will likely take at least a decade. And he wasn't wrong in that estimate, but I am not a quitter. So I faced that challenge head on, and I didn't quit. And during that time, very early on in the process, I had another pretty big plot twist in my life, in my personal life, and I'll spare you the ugly details of that, but again, not a quitter. So I held on to that situation far longer than I should have during one of the most challenging times of my life. But even that, I wouldn't change a single moment of any of it. So this syndrome, it wasn't something I got better from fast. It's something that I'm not better from now. Just, I spent years and years and years of therapy and healing, both physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And that was just the syndrome. That was just my medical side of things. Then there was the personal side of things and the bomb that got dropped right after I got sick. So we're just going to fast forward to 2019. I couldn't go back to being a magazine photographer because my eyes didn't focus at the same time. I couldn't walk or talk normally. It just wasn't an option. So over the years, I started doing some marketing consulting and then eventually opened my own agency, which I loved. And that's what I was doing in November of 2019. I had one child on their own, another child in college, and then I had one child still left at home. And one day, I just started not feeling good again. I was really run down, and cognitively, things were slowing down. I started getting weak on my left side. My face started to droop again. My speech was slurring. And it was a blessing and a curse, because the first time this happened, I was just terrified. This time, I had a real idea of what was going on with me, and the thought of that was terrifying. But knowing what was going on with my body and being able to start getting treatment right away, get into physical therapy, speech therapy, vestibular therapy right away as I was having a relapse of this syndrome, allowed me to manage it in a much more proactive way than what I had done the first time. So around April of 2020, COVID has hit. I have been on the couch for months trying to navigate this Ramsey Hunt relapse. And during this time, because I'm a human being, I couldn't help but feel nervous and insecure that maybe my personal life was going to be impacted by this relapse of this illness. And I didn't want to think that, and I didn't want to invite trouble or anxiety into my life, but I was not wrong. And so I had another personal bomb, you know, nuclear bomb drop in my personal life during that Ramsey Hunt relapse. And it was really hard, but not unexpected. And during that time, I had to do a lot of self-reflection, because I had been holding on to this relationship that I had had that I knew wasn't healthy, I knew wasn't good, I knew was over, and I have to be accountable for that. Now, the other two people that were involved in this equation, they didn't do right. And it was painful and it was hard and it was embarrassing. And I've never really talked about it publicly. And I don't plan to talk about it publicly in detail right now. But what I will say is that I always said that I would thank them one day, just not today. Well, today is the day. They know who they are. Most people who know me know who they are. And thank you. Thank you so much for behaving the way you did, for making the choices that you did, even though it was hard on me, even though the end result was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. It was hard. It was challenging. But I forgive them, and I'm excited for them, and I will be forever grateful for their choices. Because without their behavior, without their choices, I wouldn't have stepped out in faith. I wouldn't have been bold. I wouldn't have been brave. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to build this great, big, beautiful life that I love. It's not been easy, and it's not perfect, but it's mine. And I am beyond grateful for those people, and I wish them the very, very best. So on May 13th of 2020, I started my new life. I moved into an apartment in Gainesville. I was trying to start a new normal, and I was a complete empty nester at that point. And I just didn't know. I just didn't know what to do with myself. I got married when I was 18. I became a mom shortly thereafter. And my whole identity was being a wife and a mama. And I was still a mama. I wasn't a wife anymore. COVID had hit my marketing agency really hard. A lot of my clients and their businesses were affected by the pandemic. And then in August of that year, after being a caregiver for my mother-in-law in our home for a decade, my services were no longer needed. So there was another piece of my identity that was stripped away. So on the day that that happened, I cried really hard. And then I knew that I needed to make a major change. So I'd been having all these little mini adventures while I was healing, and I decided that I needed a big adventure. So one day I Googled seasonal jobs with housing. I didn't even know that was a thing. I was just Googling. And this website called coolworks.com came up. And I had always wanted to go to Colorado. I'd never been that far west. So I started looking for jobs in Colorado. And the first one I applied to was a dude ranch in the mountains. And, you know, I remember they called me the next day and they're like, "Are you sure this is a job you want to do? Like, you own a business, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "Yeah, yeah. If you could just give me a place to stay and a job, that's what I want to do." And so I think that was on a Wednesday. And they were like, "Can you be here by Monday?" I talked to my kids and they're like, "Mama, go for it." I was in Colorado by that Monday. And that was a long drive. It was a lot happening, a complete culture shock. So I took this job. I moved into a bunk house. I slept in a bunk bed. And I was going to be in Colorado for 4 months, just a timeout. A timeout from my personal life, a timeout from my business that was struggling because of the pandemic, and a chance to see and do some new things. Well, I'd been there about 6 weeks, and a wildfire broke out, and I was evacuated. The ranch was evacuated. Everything was literally burning around me, and I was like, wow. Isn't this appropriate? And I was certain that at that point I was going to have to tuck my tail between my legs and go back to Florida and, you know, start over again and decide what to do. But as luck or fate would have it, I got to stay and I got to help clean up after that wildfire. And then, you know, when my what was supposed to be my 4-month stint at this ranch in Colorado was supposed to be up, they were like, hey, do you want to stay a little longer? Well, that 4 months has now turned into over 4 years of being affiliated with that ranch. During my time at the ranch, I turned my little SUV into a micro camper. And within that first year of living in Colorado, I put over 45,000 miles on my car, exploring, camping, hiking. I went all over Colorado, Utah, Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico. Every day I had off, I didn't waste. I was out doing something and seeing something I had never done or seen before. And it was the greatest time of my life. I noticed with every step I took in the outdoors, I became a little further and further away from that unhealthy, hurt, broken human that I was. So I just kept on and I just kept on and I just kept on and I kept having all of these experiences. And that's when I knew like something profound was happening to me. And I knew that it was Mother Nature that was providing me with this incredible medicine that was healing my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul. And I just knew that there was something more here. I just didn't know what it was. So I had some friends encouraging me. I had a book publisher that was asking me to write a book about all my adventures. And I knew that I wanted to do something. I just didn't know what I wanted to do with all of these experiences that I was having. So I started some social media channels and I just called it Plot Twist Adventures. And this is where Plot Twist came from. So when my personal life blew up for the second time and I moved out into that apartment, I was on my own. People ask me a lot of questions. When you're married for 24 years, your whole life is entangled with that other person. And it was kind of public. And people would ask me, you know, who is that and where are you and who are those kids and where are your kids? And I'm a classy lady, or at least I try to be. And please do not let that make you think that I handled myself with grace the entire time I was going through that personal challenge, because I didn't. I am very much human. I was very hurt. I was very angry. And I did not always handle myself with that much grace. But what I didn't do was be spiteful or ugly. I just started, when people asked questions, which is normal, I just started saying, there's been a plot twist in my life. So when I started having all these adventures, that's what I called them, plot twist adventures, because that's what they were. And I just knew that there was a purpose. I knew that there was a purpose for my pain. I just didn't know how to use it yet. I didn't know that I could turn those painful plot twists into power and purpose. But I was about to find out really soon. So during that initial stretch at the ranch, when I was documenting and sharing all of my personal adventures, the thing that people said to me the most was, I wish I could come with you. And I'd had this publisher like after me to write a book about all my adventures. And I knew that's not what I was supposed to be doing with all this. So it was 3 years ago, almost to the day. Today is December 19th, 2024, that I was laying in bed and I thought, why can't people come with me? What does that look like? Is there a market for this kind of thing? Are there businesses like this? And having been a business owner of several businesses before my marketing agency and helping through my marketing agency people launch and grow other businesses, I was an expert at market research. So I got to work that next morning figuring out what that looked like. And that's when this company, Plot Twist Adventures, was born. And since then, there's been many more plot twists, and they've all been delays. I was a year behind launching this business, but I did all the things. So I am a certified tour guide now, and I am a certified wilderness first responder, and I'm certified as a backcountry safe serve provider. All the things, like I've done all the things. And that led to September of 2024, me finally doing the first quote unquote official Plot Twist Adventure. There had been many unofficial ones before that. And this has been the most exciting labor of love I have ever had in my life. And we're just getting started. So all that being said, it is my goal, because I know, again, that it was nature and it was exploring that healed me. And I know what this can do for other people who are going through a difficult time. And again, plot twists don't have to be bad. They can be good. It can be amazing to get married and start a new life, but be stressful to navigate that and connect with your spouse and not get overwhelmed by life. You can get into a college in a new city, and that can be a good plot twist, but be stressful. You can have a new baby, like, or you can be like me and be a middle-aged lady and get divorced, or, you know, be a single mom that just needs a break. Like, there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly in this life. But the one thing that's always out there waiting for us is a chance to step out in faith, to be brave, to be bold, to get out and do things that we've never done before in nature, and allow nature to kind of live through us, and for us to absorb that power, and for it to open our eyes to the purpose of whatever it is that we're going through. And that's what Plot Twist Adventures is. That's what Plot Twist Adventures does. And that's what I'm so excited to share with you. So how does this work? Well, we've got a ton of trips available on our website right now. We're going to be going to Arizona, Washington, Utah, Alaska, so much more. And all you need to do is go to plottwistadventures.com, see what trips we have available, and make a decision of when you want to come out with us. We take care of absolutely everything. We will pick you up at the airport or another rendezvous point and transport you back to base camp. At base camp, everything you need to go camping is there for you. Your tents, your sleeping pads, your sleeping bags, camp chairs, all of your hygiene products that you need, even the toothbrush. You just need to bring your clothes and your sense of adventure. We will take care of all of the permitting for your activities. You don't need to do anything. You just need to show up. And the goal is for people to be able to join us and have epic outdoor adventures without any of the work. And then we're done. We drop you back off where you need to be. And then you just wait to come back for the next one. So these are small group, all-inclusive adventures. And the reason why I've chose to keep them small is because at the end of your trip, I want y'all to feel like family with me, the other guides, and with each other. Because I have a really firm belief that at the end of this life, The only things we take with us and leave behind are our memories and how we made people feel. And at the end of these group trips, I want us to be a family. And we will be. And we'll keep in touch forever. And you'll come back and you'll have other trips. But the biggest thing that I want is I want people to feel healed. And I want people to have confidence to get out there on their own when they're not with us. And after our very first trip in Moab, the fall of 2024, before we even left camp, our guests were on their phone Googling camping gear and things like that because they were already planning trips for their family when they got home. And I was so overwhelmed with emotion by that because that was the goal. That was the ultimate goal of Plot Twist Adventures. So I want to invite you to continue to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I want you to continue to watch these podcasts because we have lots of exciting episodes coming your way. And I want you to know that when these plot twists come up in your life, you just have to be patient. You just have to be patient in those painful pauses because eventually the purpose of whatever it is you're going through will be revealed. I want to thank my children, Kendall, Zach, and Kaylee, because you have not just supported your mama's unconventional shenanigans the last 4.5 years. You have encouraged them, and you continue to encourage me. And I know what a rare and precious gift that is from your adult children. I also want to thank my friends and the rest of my family just for never giving up on me and for knowing that this is what I'm meant to do. And I want to thank you for watching this very first podcast episode and dealing with my tears and my story because I know you've got one of your own. And so I figure maybe if I share mine, it'll encourage you to share yours because we all have great power to help other people feel seen, to help other people feel heard, and to help other people not feel so alone. So I am very, very excited to hopefully see you all at base camp and on the trails very soon.